Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
720 WGN, your radio home for your Monday food fight. Who are we fighting today? Why, it's none other than the man himself, Dave Plyer. Are you there?
John Landecker. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. We all know Dave. Dave fills in for just about everybody.
I haven't filled in on the Lutheran hour.
No, though. But what they do is they shine a big D light into the sky. And then Dave knows it's time to report to the radio station because he needs to go on the air for somebody. Right. Yeah.
There's that, but then like you, because of sports, we lose a lot of airtime, so I end up filling in now and then. You know how that goes.
I know how that goes. Dave is the chairman of the board and CEO of the Museum of Broadcast Communications, the Radio Hall of Fame, and founder and former CEO of Retail First. Sounds good to me. So I understand tonight is about... holiday food? Is that what we're talking, generally
holiday
speaking?
Holiday dessert.
But that's just a general topic. We're not specifically singling out, well, I'm going to single out one, but I mean, it's not like, it's not like we are against each other, so to speak. It's not like we're debating, are we?
Well, we might as the conversation goes on because people have traditions.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Where do you well, then go ahead, young man. Where would you like to start?
Well, I think the cookies are the easy stuff, but cookies. I want to hear your thoughts. Yeah. There's like three breads that people either love or hate, and that is fruitcake, stolen, or panettone, which is,
No, go ahead.
Well, you know, fruitcakes, was that ever a thing? I mean, I know I was doing some history here, and it said 2,000 years ago in ancient Rome, it was honey, wine, nuts, and it was created as rations for soldiers. So why does anybody really need to eat that during the holidays?
Well, obviously, somehow it has survived all these decades, and... You mentioned two others, and ironically, stolen. I just sent my nephew stolen earlier today from a place in Ann Arbor called Zingerman's. It's something we do, every Christmas. And you want to hear something really lame? That's been going on for a long time. I mean, it's really lame. So, okay, I warned everybody. This is really lame. Okay. It has to have a note that says, don't worry, I didn't pay for it because it's stolen. Okay, I told you. That's what we do at the Landecker House on the holidays. Yeah.
Right. Stolen's good, though. It's a little lighter. Like, I feel like I see more stolen and more panettone out there right now. Whether I'm at the grocery store or anywhere, I don't see fruitcake anywhere unless I'm missing it.
Well, you know, I'm not a fruitcake person. As a matter of fact, of all the foods that we've listed here, this is the only one that's used in a derogatory comment about a human being. As in, you're nuttier than a fruitcake. You know, people say that. They don't say you're nuttier than stolen or any of these other items that we're talking about. But, yeah, the fruitcake, I don't know. I went to ChatGPT, and they actually, he or she or it or whatever that algorithm is, says it's very hard to find a good fruitcake.
I feel like it's very hard to find any. Like, I know... There was some mail order stuff that happened, like when I was a kid, and you'd get it on the front of some food magazine or Hickory Farms, that you could send some sausage and a fruitcake. And I thought, well, I don't know. That thing does, I think, like, if you bought one today, my guess would be there would be an expiration date of, like, 2040.
Yeah. Well, they do stay, that's one of the, on the plus side of the fruitcake is that they stay fresh for a long time. I don't know if fresh is the right word. I should just say they don't spoil. Let's just put it that way.
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
And I've never met
anyone. I was looking up.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mr. Leindecker.
No, please. I'm just going to say I've never met anybody who liked a fruitcake. Go ahead.
No, never, never. No, but the other one is like I am like anti pumpkin spice during the fall.
Oh, man.
And, you know, in looking at trends of what is like a big deal is peppermint. It's peppermint everything. It's more the modern holiday flavor. I feel like the pumpkin spice has overstayed its welcome. And I always know that in December and January, there will be end caps in the grocery store jammed with everything pumpkin spice until it's expired and it gets thrown out. But peppermint is a thing right now. So
it is. And it is every year, too.
Yeah. And now it's in shakes. Like you can go to Portillo's or Chick-fil-A and get a peppermint shake with vanilla or chocolate. And they always put a sprinkle of candy cane in there. It's kind of like broken glass.
Well, you know,
that when you're drinking something.
You hit it right on the head there. It is candy cane is the culprit that ignited the peppermint revolution, so to speak. Because I've been, when Christmas rolls around, when I was a kid, I loved to get candy canes, you know, actually hang them on the tree, big ones. But now it's, I'm not quite sure I need this much peppermint added to my chocolate and added to this and added to that. But I don't have the same animosity towards peppermint as I do towards a fruitcake. We're going to be back with Dave next on 720 WGN. Yeah, all the squishy things that I never planned to eat. That's what it's made with. Yeah. Well, we're bad-mouthing the fruitcake, but that's just the way it goes. I mean,
it is.
I can't remember the last time I had any, but I remember seeing, you know, it in tins. And I think you might be right. I haven't been paying any attention going up and down the grocery aisle that maybe it's not as available as it was. That would be very surprising to me.
Here's the other one. You were mentioning cookies, John, and sugar cookies are classic, right? I'm gluten-free, so now everything's a chore to eat anything or bake anything because you got to do it differently and whatever. But I had gingerbread cookies. You like gingerbread?
To an extent. I mean, at this time of year, I'll take it, especially if it has, like, tons of, like, icing of some type on it. Then I'm in.
To kill the ginger.
Well, not exactly, but augment. Let's just put it that way. You give me a Christmas cookie with a ton of icing on it, now I'm right there.
I had a cousin say to me, like, because it's getting so close to Christmas, like, oh, we have to make the gingerbread houses. Like, it's a chore. We got to fit it. It's tradition. We got to fit it in. And the kids are in their 20s, and they don't want to do it. And they don't want to decorate it. And they don't want to eat it, quite frankly. Because you never end up eating the house. Like, what? It's for decoration, and then January, it's gone.
I'm trying to find a news story that, here we go. Disney and Hulu are unveiling the world's largest Home Alone gingerbread house.
Well, that sounds cool, though.
To celebrate the 35th anniversary of Home Alone. It's 34 feet long, 58 feet wide, 22 feet tall. It contains 7,350 pounds of flour, more than 6,600 eggs, 20 gallons of edible glue. Now, that's something I don't usually see in print. And
nor do I want.
And 10 pounds of fondant. Do you know what that is? F-O-N-D-A-N-T. What is it?
Yes, it's a thick, almost like a sugar that is like a sheet. You can get a sheet of it and helps you form.
Gotcha.
But that's cool. That's like Legos. Like if you see a Legos Home Alone house, well, that's cool, even if you don't like Legos. So that's cool for a gingerbread house.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess they're going to have it in Hollywood open to the public for a weekend or something, maybe probably now, for at Hollywood and Hollywood and Vine, the famous intersection.
Mm,
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what? Yeah, go ahead.
Also ranked kind of high are thumbprint cookies. So how did that come about? It says Scandinavian, but did someone just accidentally stick their thumb in it and it became a cookie? Like what? Like whoops?
Possibly.
Let's fill that hole.
We're getting some texts are coming in. 331, you guys who don't like fruitcakes have never had a good one. Most are lousy. We agree. 630 says there is only one fruitcake. There's only one fruitcake. It is passed from house to house. It never spoils. It's the same one for over 100 years.
Delicious.
Yeah. That might be a slight.
Well,
yes, that might be a slight exaggeration, but maybe not. I don't know. There's a, I think it's of a German origin, a small circular cookie slash cake that has powdered sugar all over it called Pfeffernuss, which is, which is also one of the things.
Like a spice to it, right?
Yeah. It's and it's only available around this time of the year, and it's I really like it. I mean, I can't speak for everybody else, but you know, we always had it, and probably always will. I was looking for it today.
What about the kolachki?
You know, I'm sorry to say, I don't believe I've ever had a kolachki.
Hmm.
What is a kolachki?
It's Polish. It's soft. It's usually some kind of raspberry apricot filling and kind of wrapped over again, but it's kind of peeking out on the sides.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
It is fantastic. I guess I love that too.
I didn't realize that as we're living such a sheltered holiday cookie baked good life, I have to expand my horizon for sure.
Yeah. What about shortbread?
It's all right. I find it to be pretty sort of thick, though. It is, you know, it's more. That's one of the reasons I think they call it bread. That's why the term bread is in there, because it's. I mean, you're not going to eat a lot of it, but it's. I'll have it, you know. Yeah, I like it to a certain extent. You know, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about fruitcake, and it's 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
not the ones that are on the store, but
yeah.
It is 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
Romans, you mentioned it, ancient Romans. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but there's a lot of foods that are 2,000 years old that we don't need to eat anymore.
773, the pantalon and parafan. Is that the way you say it? P-F-A-F-A-N?
Yeah, I have it spelled out here too, but sure.
Whatever's can be purchased at World Market. Thank you for the tip. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, so, and Tony's Deli in Edison Park. Yeah, they do a nice job with theirs too. Mm-hmm.
So what are the, at the Plyer household Christmas dinner, what would be the Christmas quote-unquote dessert? Or would there not be
one? Question. No, there would. Always a pecan pie, a chocolate cream pie.
Yes.
And I would also say eggnog, because who doesn't want milk and alcohol?
I love eggnog.
It's so good. You got to find a good one, though.
I don't even mix in alcohol anymore. I just go straight. Mm. You know, I pound it.
A little pound it. A little blackberry brandy though goes a long way.
No, just I know. Listen, back in the day we used to have these Christmas parties in my apartment, and my wife would make this big pitcher of eggnog with booze in it, and it didn't take long for the whole place to be lit up, if you know what I'm saying.
Schnager.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Dave, I'm sorry to say we're out of time, but I certainly have enjoyed this conversation. And if you ever get any ideas about something else that we can actually argue about, don't hesitate to call. Don't be a stranger.
I will, John. Merry Christmas to you.
And the same to you.